Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
This is Intimate Moments, the marriage counseling show where we bring your pastors, your inspirations, your relationship coaches, everyone that God is using in his body to build this marriage. Everyone that you look up to and you say, I want to get married one day. I love their marriage. They are my couple goals. My woman of God, in these days, you hear a lot of young people talking about couple goals, and when you go deep into that, you'll find that there are couple goals to them because of what they see on the social media. You get what I'm saying? The cars they are driving, the clothes they wear, and so on and so forth. But what is important is how this couple is at home. That's what makes marriage, not what people see out there.
That's what
happens at home. How are you guys to one another? That's the only thing that will build your marriage.
I'm going to share you some clips. There's no man or woman of God here in our home. The way we dance. The way we dance with the kids, I'm telling you, it's not something that a woman, oh my goodness, I don't even know how to put this. May women be able to discern their life partners.
Amen. Oh, it's very important.
May women discern the life partners they choose to marry. It's a make or break
Amen.
Decision. We have many women in mental institutions now. Enough is enough. And you go back and you check what happened, love. Something happens to a woman when she's loved right.
Sure.
Something, I'm telling you, she flourishes. The woman, the confidence. You can't touch me. Why? It's how I'm loved.
At home. Sure.
At home. Not if you can go to my husband's social network, you'll probably find he's not a social media. Oh, thank God, my husband is not the man who's always talking too much on social.
Sure.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
I get you.
Imagine having, I'm joking, imagine having a person, a husband who posts 10, 20 to 20 times a day.
Jesus.
Ooh, I'm joking. I'm joking. But what I'm saying is that a woman glows differently when she's loved right. Her confidence.
Yeah.
She flourishes. I'm telling you, she flourishes. That confidence and strength is rooted in the atmosphere that the husband do you feel me, God?
I get you.
Amanda,
I get you.
I am telling you. And something happens to a woman when she's loved wrong. The anger, the bitterness you see amongst women is rooted in a man she once loved.
That's true, eh?
It's very true. So if you need to, I was ministering on Saturday at Midtrend. I said, if there's one thing that a woman must watch out for, is love. Defend the love. Is it real love? Defend. I'm telling you, we are not that we don't have problems. We do have problems.
Yes.
We do have challenges.
True.
There are no marriage that doesn't have.
True.
This is the institute that is highly, highly targeted by the enemy. All forces of darkness will come to your marriage. I'm telling you,
true.
All hell. That day you say, I do. All hell will break loose. Why? The enemy doesn't like fruitfulness. The enemy doesn't like the relationship between Christ and the bride.
Sure.
Because that's what marriage comes down to.
Man.
You must be a reflection of the relationship between Jesus and the church. So you better descend.
Sure.
And you better descend well. And you better take time descending. You better ask your mentors and And akekho umuntu ongezwa lutho uma esothandweni like a woman.
True, man, God.
All ears shut to every wisdom and discernment. Only to find yourself in a prison.
Sure. And you will never fulfill your destiny.
Even a prison has doors.
Sure.
You better discern the door you enter. Marriage behind closed doors should be fun. There should be peace.
Amen.
There should be peace. When we go through challenges, okay, how are we going to tackle this one? What are we going to do? I remember at some stage during COVID-19, we lost everything. We started everything from scratch. You know what kept me going? What kept me going was, it was not easy. Having everything and losing everything. We lost even our cars. We had to walk. We lost everything. We started from scratch. You know how I encouraged myself was, you know what? When I met this man, he had nothing.
Yeah.
And we built everything together.
Yes.
So even this time too, we are going to rebuild everything again together. And we did.
Amen.
It was not easy.
Sure.
Marriages are going to be challenged, but you must come to one common understanding that we are for each other.
Amen.
It's us against the world.
Amen. Of course.
Don't try and fight each other and try to dominate each other. No.
It's not going to work.
Lift each other up. Support each other up. Love one another. Be gentle. Be kind. The fruit of the Spirit. That's what I always tell people. Don't marry if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit.
Don't marry.
Your gift is not going to sustain you in a marriage. It is the fruit of the Spirit that will sustain you.
Woman of God, you mentioned that you have been married for 17 years.
Yes.
In just a sentence, what can you say marriage is?
Marriage is a covenant.
Sure.
Marriage is a covenant.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And I love the encouragement that you have just said for those who are not married yet. Be able to discern love.
Be able to discern love.
Yeah. Because this show is not only for married people, it's for those who are.
Discernment is key, Amanda. Discernment is key. You better discern and discern well.
Discern well. Because if you catch first
some doors, some love doors has led women into mental institutions. Some has led them into prison, where they are dominated and their gift cannot function, where they are oppressed. Forgetting that you yourself, God has called you, has given you a mandate. In the right atmosphere, a woman flourishes.
Yeah. Aye. She does.
Yeah. Love is not meant to be painful. If it's painful, it's not love. If it's begazela, I know our mothers, but they did the best that they could. Back in the day, they say, yeah, begazela, ganyamezela, mtana, ubambu mmezela, ufira ngakona, Amanda. No.
I always say marriage is not supposed to be enjoyed. It's supposed to be enjoyed. You enjoy it.
Endurance.
Yeah.
You enjoy.
Yeah.
When are we going to dominate when we are still enjoying? We're supposed to be figuring, okay, you have this, I have this. What can we do together? We are a team. Bible. When are we going to dominate? Busy fighting each other. And I always tell single people that please make sure you heal from all your traumas.
Yeah.
Your soul must heal before you enter into marriage. But marriage is very, very beautiful.
Very.
Marriage is for dead men and women who are dead to self.
Sure.
marriage, Amanda, is for men and women who are dead to self.
Sure. And that is true, woman of God.
This is, Amanda, this is one institution
that, must
that
die
will transform
to,
you into the image of Jesus.
Yes.
If it's transform you to, into a devil, it's not from God. You must be able to transform your character. This is one institution. It will transform you into his image. It must transform you. You must be able to see Jesus. You must be able to see God in this man.
Amen.
Yo, Amen. If you are seeing punchbacks, then my God.
My Lord, woman of God, what is the most fulfilling part of your life as a pastor's wife and a life changer? Let me put that there.
The most fulfilling part for me in ministry is being there for my husband 100%.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Being there for my husband.
That's beautiful.
You know, I was thinking to myself these days, I've seen people come. I've seen people go. I've seen people being blessed. I've seen my husband in the midst with all kinds of attacks. I've seen the rejections. I've seen it all. But one thing remained. I and Tembo remained next to the men.
Yeah.
I remained.
Sure. And it will always be like that. Things will come and go. It will always be. Sure.
And you know, I always tell other women, Miss Mina, don't judge women who leave their husbands who are ministers. They don't leave them because they don't love them. Ministry is heavy.
It is.
If you are not prayerful, if you are weak, if you are weak or you're going to eat because of the glitter and glam, it's not it. I know people, they, Memuruti, what? Okay. You watch the behind the scenes. You roll on the floor, you intercede for this, you are a helper.
Yeah.
You've come here to help.
Amen.
If there is any help that is endorsed by heaven, is the wife.
Amen.
The wife is endorsed by God to come and help.
True.
So that's fulfilling for me to be that rock.
Yeah.
But no matter what happens, I'm here for this man.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm here for this man.
Yeah, I love that. I just felt goosebumps. Can you share a story where your passion for helping others impacted your marriage positively?
We are, I don't know if it has impacted us positively, but we are doing what we love. We are passionate about what we love, and it draws us closer to each other, you know. It comforts us. It opens us up. We think we have challenges. We don't really have challenges. You know, I always say, pastors, I respect pastors. Big or small, I respect anyone who is a pastor. I respect pastors because the people, the things that they are exposed to. You know, it's one thing to go into an office and you are a doctor or a lawyer, or you know the routines. You know what to expect.
Yeah.
But with human beings, it's always something new. You are always exposed to something new, different kinds of demons. Different. It's always a wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So I respect and I honor every man and a woman of God called by God.
Man, woman of God.
Yeah. Because they are exposed to a lot of things. But it has drawn us closer to each other. It has comforted. It brought comfort to each other. You know?
Wow. So what is one piece of wisdom you can encourage couples, young couples to know, those who have just gotten married, those who are maybe engaged, that will get married soon. What is that one wisdom you can give to them?
Don't rush to have kids.
Okay.
At least give yourself a 2-year period of pain. Know each other. Spend time, quality time with one another. You know, don't rush into ministry. Don't rush into, at least be rushing businesses and, you know, dominating. And don't. Take it easy. Relax. Take it easy. Enjoy life.
If I may ask, why, woman of God, why? I'm sure there's something behind to what you're saying.
There's not really. There's something. You know, when my husband and I got married, everything happened so fast.
Okay.
We just married. Now we have our son. We have everything just happened so fast, so fast.
Okay.
And my son was 3 years old. He started ministry, you know, and then by that time, my daughter was 6 months. Everything happened.
True.
Like, I don't even know, looking back, you know what, you're taking me back now. I'm asking myself, how on earth did I handle all that?
God, that can be the only answer, woman of God.
Sure. Everything happened so fast, so fast. But it was my journey, you know, it was my journey. But I would say to the couples, please listen to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him why He united you. Find your purpose as a couple, you know, before into getting into all this. But ask guidance from the Holy Spirit, please. Enjoy each other. Love each other.
Yo,
love each other. Genuinely love. Be for each other. Be for each other. Be untouchable. Be untouchable. You know me, I'm not a very angry person, or bitter or anything like that. I'm always happy. Oh, but touch my husband. I forget scriptures. Lord, help me. You know that man, you know, I tell you why I'm like this. That man has done so much for me.
The man
brought me to Christ.
The
man baptized me himself. The man laid his hands upon me to receive the Holy Spirit. The man started training me. The man started buying me books. The man started doing this. You know, you'll be surprised even today, even when I get engagements and everything where I'm going, he's the one who's always choosing the designs, everything. It's okay, this is the look that you're supposed to do, all that, you know. He's the man behind everything that I do. So now, how dare you come now when hey.
And as wives, we should be proud to say, if it wasn't for my man, I wouldn't be where I am today.
I wouldn't. I always tell people I wouldn't. I would probably be dead. I will probably be dead because, yo, it's a topic for another day. Drugs, alcohol. I don't even know how he had the, because he said to me, God said, when we were talking, he said, God said, you are my wife. You are the mother of my kids.
Oh,
you
wow.
know?
Wow.
Out of all that, you know, when you talk about the grace of God, I know the grace of God. That is why sometimes I always shy away from, I know what the scriptures say, you know, but unkulunkulu being God, God can do anything when he wants to connect people.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
He can take you from nowhere.
Yes.
From nowhere. So that's what that man did in my life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. So how do you guys pray or spiritually recharge as a couple?
Usually we... So, so my goodness. In our home, we used to... I'm very prayerful.
Okay.
I love the Holy Spirit. So I love the atmosphere just around him. Not, you know, just to spend time with him, just to love him. That's all. I just want to love him.
And just that's hug all. Him.
That's all.
Oh.
That's all I want. You know, I always tell people, they ask me, how do you do what you're doing? How did you get here? What kind of qualifications do you have? I say, I don't have any qualifications. All I ever did was to love the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's all. And he connected me to the right people at the right time. It's all I know. So I can't desert that place. You know? So what happens is that I will always pray in our bedroom. Pray, you know? Make noise. So what my husband did is was tired. Once I would make noise like, hey, nobody's business. He built a prayer room. So he built a prayer room. So we go there, we pray together sometimes, and he also pray there by himself, and I, yo, that's like, yo, that's my home. Let me tell you a joke with you some other time, Jack. I remember I prayed from 11 up until 6 in the morning, and my husband just looked at me in the morning. I went in the house at 6, and my husband was already prepared the kids, everything, to take them to school. And Mina, yo, I was so tired. I just looked at him, and I covered my face, and I went to the bedroom and sleep. Yo, I spent my time there.
Oh, wow. And yeah, we must be people of prayer, man. To have that intimacy with God, it's very important. That's what keeps you going in life.
Exactly.
In everything.
Even the dream. You know, when you spend time with Him, sometimes you're not even going there to pray. You know, you're just going there to fellowship. You're just going there in His presence to fellowship. Hey, people don't understand. The Holy Spirit, you know, sometimes He will just say, please, let's dance. People don't understand the fellowship. Oh, it's so beautiful. You come out there bold. You come out on fire. You come out with new strategy. You come out understanding the times and the seasons. You are unshakable, untouchable. When you come out of His presence, you are love the presence.
It's a beautiful feeling, woman of God. It's a beautiful feeling.
You get
ideas. God just drops ideas there. Business ideas are there. Everything is there. Because life is spiritual. Where else do you want to go and inquire at than going to God?
Amanda, do you know who is the source? It's only us human beings who don't know who our real source is. The fish, they know that the sea is their source. You take the fish out of the water, it dies. The birds, they know their connection with the air. Everything, even animals are aligned. They know the source. The trees, they are rooted in the ground. It's the source. It's only us who just want to divert and go to strange gods.
Sure.
He is the true vine, He says. Every branch that is connected, it bears more fruit.
Sure. Well, thank God. Woman of God, let us go to a song, and we'll come back, and time is against us. And we will close. Let us quickly go to Nyakambata saying uyinqaba yethu.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic. Christian Radio.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for joining us right here on Intimate Moments. As I've said, we are with Prophetess Ayanda Mthembu, He's just giving us the wisdom, her experience, and you can see that we are with the woman of prayer today on Intimate Moments. Woman of God, may the Lord raise more women who depend on prayer. You see, this balancing life thing, it depends on your intimacy with God. If you just go to God, God is able to do anything. As I've said before, all these things, God has given them to us. These things that are depressing you out there, it is what God has given you. You prayed for them and God blessed you with those things, your marriage, your ministry, your business, your family, everything. And He knows that He has given you the capacity to handle, to balance all of them. But it is you that you don't spend the time with Him. So that He gives you a strategy. He makes you to be sensible, to be sensitive in how to do things, how to handle things, which direction to go, what to say no to, what to say yes to, who to be close to, who to bring into your life.
That is so powerful, Amanda.
Those things are in God, woman of God. The biggest thing that the enemy can steal from you is time with prayer. You know, if he messes up that, your life is messed up. Everything
you know what?
Is messed up.
Amanda, I always say it takes cooperation with time to become who God says you are.
Yeah.
Time is very important. You just mentioned a point. Time is very important, and you must not allow anything to distract you.
True.
Utilize time very, very well.
True.
Prayer time is not a waste.
It
is not a waste.
True. And in what we were saying, woman of God, it's not that challenges won't be there. Seasons won't change. But you being in your corner, your secret place, gets you to understand what season am I in now. You get out there. You see things are not working out. You just understand, okay, this is the season. This season will pass. You get the strength in your secret place, woman of God.
Ooh, you're going to get me speaking in tongues on the radio show.
We get strength there. I wish women can understand this.
Yes.
Even having that, you just said what fulfills you is you helping your husband. Do you get what I'm saying? The reason for that, because there are women out there who struggle with helping their husbands. It's heavy on them. Do you get what I'm saying? It's because they have lost it there in the secret place.
It all goes down to the secret place.
Everything.
I usually say, because I understand that most women are struggling to submit to nothing, you know? Because when there's no vision, it's very difficult for any woman to submit. But if a woman, if she really, really, really loves her husband and wants to help this man build this home, you know that she can get wisdom and strategies from this place that will help this man.
Amen.
You come out there, you come out with a different aura. You come out carrying the presence, and the presence is able to fix everything wrong in the house. Without you fighting. Without you making a lot of noise, the presence itself that you come with from the secret place can come in the house and fix everything. It's a ministry. It's a ministry. Marriage is a ministry. That is why some people, they fall in love with the wedding day. Marriage is not a wedding day. It's not a step, let's just say, and the white dress and the cake and people clapping hands. That's not marriage. It's a wedding celebration. After the wedding celebration, you'll be stuck with your choice.
Amen. Amen.
Sure.
Sure. So, woman of God, if you can give one secret to balancing faith, love, and personal purpose, what would it be? I know we've just spoken about it, but please go deeper on that.
Everything, Amanda, you will find it in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You want balance. Jesus is your balance.
Yeah.
He is the way.
Yeah.
In that business. He is the way. He is the truth in that marriage. He is the way. Search the Word of God. You know, believers don't read the Word of God. They listen to the Word only on a Sunday service.
Yeah.
They don't search scriptures for themselves.
Yes.
Study, because they want to know Him.
Yes. Yes.
Everything is hidden in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the Word.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure. You want truth, it's hidden in Him.
Yeah.
You want life, it's hidden in Him. You Amen. Want the way, it's hidden in Him.
Amen. Amen. Amen, woman of God. What can you say to young woman, young men out there who want to get married one day?
How dare you want to get married when you have not discovered your purpose?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
How? How do you want to get married when you've not discovered who you are?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is why many people are making wrong decisions with marriage, because you marry because you want to find love. You don't even know who you are.
Mm. Mm.
You've not discovered the things God has hidden in you.
Mm.
That is why now we have people who marry and later on discover their purpose and then they divorce.
Mm.
Why? Because the person you married is not connected to your purpose.
Amen.
And it's becoming a hindrance.
Amen.
And the pain in the marriage.
Amen.
Because you married wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You married wrong. Discover yourself. Discover your purpose.
Mm.
Who are you? Why are you here on earth?
Sure.
Why? God has entrusted something in you to come and deliver here on earth. What is that?
Mm.
Discover yourself.
Sure.
Don't come and marry and be a burden into someone else's
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Sure. Sure.
Hey,
I hear you. And we always say this here on Intimate Moments that if you want to get married, know yourself in what you're saying. Discover yourself. That will lead you to discovering your purpose.
And have a close relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can direct you.
Hmm. Hmm.
Don't be fooled and blinded by the skin color and the wings and the that has nothing, that is not even aligned to what God has called you to
do. Mm-hmm. 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 If you've got that, there's no way you will marry wrong.
There's no way. If you know the voice of the Holy Spirit and you've discovered your purpose, there's no way. Because even when you choose a life, you will choose according to what God has laid in you.
Yes.
You will not marry a virgin.
Yes. Sure. 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 And you'll see the rate of divorce. It's higher more on us Christians. You will ask why.
Flesh.
Hmm. You see someone singing
no
there with
the
gift.
Holy Spirit. No fruit. Flesh.
Yeah. You are attracted by the gift. You see his preaching, you are like, oh, I love him.
Oh, I love him. Ooh,
she can worship you.
Oh, he blesses me.
Ain't Linda, because of Pakamisum Lens, a woman of God.
Not knowing that he's a Nazi.
We ask God, man, to help those who are looking to getting into marriage and help them to be able to discern, to hear from him, to be directed by him. Woman of God, before we close, I'm going to ask you to please pray. To pray, it is laid in my heart just now, to pray for young women and young men out there who are planning to get married.
Mm.
Mm. Just pray for them.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Mm. We thank you, mighty God. Lord, we are praying for that young man. We are praying for that young woman, my God, who is about to walk down the aisle, who is preparing, my God, to take the root of umshado, marriage, my God. It's ordained by you, Father. We speak life. We speak understanding. We speak your wisdom, my God. We are praying for your understanding, my God. We are praying for your wisdom. Give them understanding, my God, of the journey that they are about to take. We pray for their discernment, oh God. We are praying that they must be aligned, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is the greater decision, my God, that they are about to take in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are praying, Father God, for your hand upon them. We are praying, Father, that you order and direct their steps, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May they never be put to shame, my God, by the kind of partners that they are going to choose. May they choose according to your alignment and according to your will, oh God, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you be glorified, Father, in their lives. When people see them in their union, they must see you, Jesus, in the relationship that you have with the church. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. We give you all the praise for all these couples, all the singles, oh God. We are praying, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. Any last words you want to say to our listeners tonight on Intimate Moments?
I love the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Hold on to the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
Spend time with the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship, communion, have a relationship, a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Don't go to him crying. Don't go to him as Omega in the end.
Sure.
Invite him in the beginning.
Amen.
Invite him. Don't make decisions without him leading you.
Amen.
We've gotten ourselves into wrong relationships because we went ahead without him. Have a close relationship with the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. The Bible says he will guide you into all, not some, but all truth. Yes.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was Prophetess Ayanda Mtembu. If there are listeners, Prophet, who are saying, I want to hear more of the Prophet, maybe your social media handles, where can they find you? Where is the church to those who are around your area, and so on and so forth?
Our church is in Nkangala.
Okay.
It's near Bronco Spread House of Worship. It's near the clinic in Dark City.
Okay.
And then I'm also on Facebook. I'm also on TikTok. But I don't usually preach there much.
Okay.
I don't, but I do post positive things here. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Before we close, woman of God, there is that organization for boys. You said. Can you tell us more about that? Maybe there's a parent who's listening who would like to connect their child or boy
it
child.
It grooms young boys.
It's
all about grooming them. We take them to camps.
Okay.
We get different kinds of speakers, teachers, to try help shape their mindset, you know, shape their mindset. And most of my boys are Pasemalogishin, you know.
Okay.
So the reason why I decided to take them for camps is because sometimes you have to take a person out of the toxic environment.
Mm-hmm.
And go, and we do the teaching there. They are trained. about what it means to be a man, you know, all those things, what it means to be a husband, everything, yeah, they are just taught there by other great men.
Yeah, all right, woman of God, thank you so much. It was a blessing to have you here on Intimate Moments, and this is not the last time. Time and again we'll come back and say, please be our guest. And when you are around, we would love to have you here in studio.
Thank you so much, woman of God, for having me. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. The Lord richly bless you.
Amen. And that was Prophetess Ayanda Mtembo. Let us quickly go to a song. We are coming back just now.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Oh, thank you so much for listening to Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makaboka. Wow, what a beautiful eye-opening conversation we had today with Prophetess Ayanda Mtembo. I want to take a moment to thank her so much for sharing her heart, her wisdom, and her journey with us. We know that being a wife to a pastor while still pursuing your own calling to change lives is not an easy path at all. It takes faith, strength, love, and a lot of balance, of which you get that balance. She emphasized it. You get it from prayer. From our conversation, a few things stand out. Marriage is about partnership, not competition. Balance comes from understanding each other's roles, supporting one another, and making space for both ministry and personal passion. You have to make sure that you balance all of those. And of course, we heard how important communication, respect, and prayer are in keeping a marriage strong. Thank you so much. I know there's a lot that you took from this conversation tonight on Intimate Moments. I think many of us can take inspiration from this story, whether you are married or you are not married but still looking forward to getting married. We all juggle different responsibilities. There's work, there's family, there's personal goals and relationships. The truth is, balance doesn't just happen. It does not just happen. You can't just say by faith it's going to balance. No, you work at it. Marriage, you work at it. You work in everything in your life. But the most thing is to work in your prayer life. It's something you have to be intentional about. You have to choose to love every day. You have to choose to pray every day. You have to choose to respect every day. You have to choose to build together rather than drift apart every day. To the couples listening, remember, your marriage is a partnership, a safe place, a team effort. Encourage one another to dream. Protect your time together, and don't forget to laugh and enjoy your journey. To those preparing for marriage, take those lessons and build a block, blocks for your future. It is very important. She spoke a lot about preparing you, about equipping you, knowing yourself, discovering your purpose, and that will automatically direct you to your partner. Before we close, I want to leave you with this thought. A happy marriage is not about being perfect, but about being committed to God, to each other, and to the vision you both share. When you put those three together, even the busiest seasons and the hardest challenges can be overcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to Intimate Moments. But before we leave, there's the Let Me See Jesus South Africa tour with Matt Redman. Here's some great news. When you book your ticket for the Let Me See Jesus South Africa tour with Matt Redman, you'll get 25% off your ticket prices, excluding Golden Cycle, when you enter the promo code CHURCH on Cricket. Yes, Radio Pulpit is the official media sponsor for this unforgettable tour. Two cities, four worship nights, and two exclusive worship events. Date the 10th of September, Mission Day, Cape Town. 11th September, Common Ground Church, Rodenbosch. 11th September, Mission Day, Cape Town. 12th September, 3CI Pretoria. 13th September, The Cube at 3CI Pretoria. 13th September again, 3CI Pretoria. Calling all worship leaders, teams, songwriters and musicians. This is your time to be inspired and uplifted. Tickets are selling fast, so go quickly to Cricket today. Choose and use the code CHURCH for your 25% discount. Let's come together to sing and celebrate 10,000 reasons for our heart to worship. Brought to you by New Light Events and Transparent Production. Stay tuned to Radio Pulpit or visit radiopulpit.co.za for more details. Don't miss this life-changing worship and experience. We'll see you there. Thank you so much for tuning in to Intimate Moments tonight. I hope you've been encouraged and inspired. Until next time, same time, same place, Fridays from 10 till 12 with me, Amanda Makabuka. Keep choosing love, keep choosing respect, keep building strong and lasting relationships. This is Amanda Makabuka, and you've been listening to Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit. Love.
Tune in to God's grace. Radiopulpit.co.za. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.